Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, best-selling author Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan's books, website, popular digital seminar series entitled Renew Your Life, available only through her website, susansmithjones.com. They're like having a holistic health app for anything related to superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, natural remedies, and balanced living. Dr. Susan is the author of over 25 books, including Recipes for Health Bliss, The Joy Factor, and my personal favorite, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. Today, we're talking about Rejuvenate and Revitalize. With us on the program once again, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, great to have you back with us.
Thanks, Rick. And really, who doesn't want to rejuvenate?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to listen. This is going to be kind of
a... I'm going to take notes.
Yeah, I got my pencil out and everything here as we go, because we all really need to do this. And you keep bringing up so many helpful tips for everybody. And again, the information's available at susansmithjones.com. We'll give you that information throughout the program, let you know how you can tap into the 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit we're talking about in the program today. So let's go ahead and talk about how do we rejuvenate. I know it sounds simple. In fact, you break it down. It really is simple the way you've got it broken down for us.
Yeah. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an acronym for the word rejuvenate. That's 10 letters. So, you know, to make it a little bit easier to remember. And then keep in mind that these aren't things you just do this time of year. You do these year-round. And I bet most people will say, oh, my grandmother taught me that. You know, and it's simple. And so the first letter R is for revitalize and refresh. And I like to say rise and shine. You want to make morning time your best friend, because how you are in the morning affects your entire day. In fact, the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the entire day.
We've talked about that, and I really try to make sure those first 40 minutes I get up, sort of a non-panic time, just take a deep breath, right, enjoy the day, and it really does make a difference for the rest of the day.
That's right, and this might sound prosaic, but even make sure to make your bed, because studies show that you'll be happier if you make your bed in the morning. It boosts your happiness.
I can believe that, because when you look in there and you see a mess, it sort of like symbolizes your life possibly and how your day could be going.
Exactly.
So revitalize and refresh. And then we move on to exercise for vitality.
E for exercise.
Yeah, talk about exercise, because it's something we all talk about. Unfortunately, it usually stops there. We're going to, you know, make all these commitments to exercise, and sometimes it doesn't really happen.
No, I know. And remember that when you exercise and when you create a fit body, it's the key to enjoying life. It unlocks your mental power and physical stamina. It puts wings under your confidence. It gives you a zestful outlook that will help you make each day a celebration. And studies show that, first of all, you can't be vibrantly healthy and rejuvenated without some regular exercise. And morning exercisers like me tend to be the most consistent, because you get it out of the way and then nothing will interfere with following through, and then you reap the benefit of those happy hormones, the endorphins that are circulating from the exercise that you keep with you throughout the day. Henry David Thoreau said an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day, and I love that.
We spend so much money and so much time trying to fight depression, and you said that actually exercise can alleviate depression.
That's absolutely right.
So get out, exercise. One of the daily affirmation and action steps you talk about in Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, is find a way to exercise. Is that where it starts for us to, like, okay, we're not going to do like Ironman competition in a couple of months. Let's just find something that we can do and exercise.
And by the way, go to my website and go to more articles. And the first article is all about these 10 steps.
Perfect.
In great detail.
Perfect.
The second article is about the health benefits of whole body vibration exercise. And you can get these platforms now. They don't cost that much. That literally you stand on it. You can watch TV. It vibrates. I write all about the science behind it. And in 10 minutes, you can get a great workout, and you're just standing and watching TV.
You can find all that information, and I will, at Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com. Log on to ThisWeekInAmerica.us, and you can link on directly. We're talking about 10 simple, surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. We're talking about revitalize and refresh, exercise for vitality. And you talk about join the breakfast club, the importance of starting your day off properly from a nutritional standpoint as well.
That's right. And our moms weren't wrong. Breakfast is indeed the most important meal of the day. Remember, the word breakfast means literally breaking the fast from the night before. And your body needs to be refueled in the morning for the tasks ahead of it. Running out the door with a cup of coffee or a Danish is not what you want to do. You need to give your body some good protein that gives you staying power. And also, begin the morning with a glass of hot, purified water to which you've added some fresh lemon juice, like the juice of a lemon. We could do a whole show on the health benefits of lemon. I've got lots of the benefits on my website. But that gets your whole body moving, your digestion. It helps your skin. It helps detoxify. It's one of the best things you can do to start the day on a positive note in the kitchen.
When people think, I'm going to skip breakfast, therefore I am off to a good start because I haven't eaten all those calories, the fat grams, the whole deal, are they kidding themselves? In most cases, I find that people will end up making up that and more throughout the course of the day.
Not
I mean, they're hungry.
That, but when you don't have breakfast, you're continuing to slow down your basal metabolic rate, which means the next meal you can gain weight. You can make a beautiful green smoothie. I've got lots of recipes on my website, but you can do it the night before. And even a quick smoothie guzzled in the car on the way to work that you made the night before is better than no breakfast at all.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her website is SusanSmithJones.com. Our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. You go to our website, you can find the 10 tips we're talking about in the program today. Utilize nature's best superfood and super nutrient. We've talked about this before and the importance, but they're really, not all foods are created the same, are they?
No, they're not. And, you know, I keep referring to my website, but right on the homepage it says 2 must-have superfoods. Click there. You'll learn about spirulina, nature's most nutrient-rich superfood. I've taken the one that comes from Hawaii for almost 31 years, and in all this time, I haven't had a cold or a flu. It's had over 500 studies done on it, and there's a way to get a 25% discount, and it comes in powder or tablet form. I take it every single day. I also take the Hawaiian astaxanthin, which is nature's most powerful antioxidant, and those two natural supplements replaced about 30 bottles on my kitchen counter of supplements.
That's interesting because you talk to so many people that are trying to do the right thing in terms of supplements. Okay, this is going to work. I'm not getting this in my diet. And all of a sudden, they've got like a cabinet filled with all of this. You spend your whole day swallowing. You can overdo it, I'm assuming, with all that's available out there.
Yeah, you can. If I can simplify, that's always my top choice.
Yes. And you can get all the information at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Visualize your day ahead. Talk about the importance of that.
I love that, the V for visualize.
Yes.
Albert Einstein once said that your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. Einstein said that the imagination is more important than knowledge. Now, scientists and research now agrees that when you visualize outcomes, let's say you visualize yourself writing up the best proposal, asking for a raise and getting it, whatever it might be, getting that hole in one, it enhances motivation, it increases confidence, and it primes you for success. So every morning before I go do breakfast, I sit down, I do some meditation, and I visualize the day ahead of me the way I want it to go. And then I say, this or something better I now accept. Thank you. And along with the first 40 minutes of the morning, you're starting the morning out on a positive note.
You speak literally internationally, and you speak in front of large groups. Do you visualize that before you go out and talk to them?
I always do. But I don't visualize the audience naked.
I've been in front of many audiences, and yeah, that's a little scary thought there. In fact, I've turned my back to the audience several times when I've had that thought creep in as I'm talking to them. Visualize your day ahead. We're talking about the 10 Simple Surefire Tips for Invigorating Body, Mind, and Spirit, the acronym REJUVENATE. We've got REJUV. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Was it your grandmother that said remedies from the farm, not
another
pharmacy?
Another E, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, health comes from the farm and not the pharmacy.
Yes.
And you want to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. And nature didn't make ice cream trees and donut vines and potato chip bushes. And she also used to say to me that, you know, it boils down to eat real food, not fake food, not white and brown, like white foods, like white sugar, white
yes.
flour products. Eat a rainbow, colorful diet. And don't eat too much, and emphasize lots of plants. And if you do that, you're going to be all right. If your plate looks like a fiesta with lots of color, and I don't mean candy, I mean good natural foods, you're going to be doing all right.
Yeah, and you like the colorful aspect of it. And when you think about it, if you do it right, depending on the season, you have like a colorful plate and a healthful plate in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, I mean, always remember this. Produce is the most important health care your money can buy.
That's eat more fruits and vegetables. We're on to and nourish your body and lose weight with ample sleep. Let's talk first of all about ample sleep and then the benefits in losing weight.
Yeah, there's nothing more restorative for your body than good sleep. Sleep is when we reset our appetite control and pain control. It's when we renew our energy, we regroup it for the day to come. You can never be vibrantly healthy without getting a solid 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night, and especially if you want to lose weight. You know, chronic lack of sleep primes your body to crave foods that are not good for you and to hold on to all of the calories you eat. So make sure you get good sleep at night.
So there is a relationship between sleep and weight loss.
Oh, clearly there is.
And people say, I was reading, I forget who it was, a few weeks ago. It's like, I can get by on 4 hours. I really can't take any less than that. I'm involved in my business. I'm involved in my community. And maybe what, occasionally you find somebody that can do that, but haven't you found that most people who say that really are shortchanging themselves?
Completely. Lack of sleep, scientifically proven, it causes depression. It lowers your immune system. It takes away your energy. And the role of sleep is to rebuild, renew, repair your body. So if you don't get enough sleep, first of all, you're not doing that, and you'll age quickly. You also don't want to eat too close to bedtime. Try to have about 3 hours after your last meal before you go to bed so that the body can do what it's supposed to do, to renew, rebuild, repair, instead of digesting, assimilating, absorbing, metabolizing, and eliminating.
We're talking about Rejuvenate and Revitalize. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. All of this available and much, much more at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. We're up to number 8A, adjust your attitude and say goodbye to procrastination.
Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother always used to say to me that your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And, you know, so in terms of procrastination, make your day top-heavy. Do the least desirable task on your to-do list first thing in the morning when you're generally, we hope, more well-rested and your energy level is up. And if you look at it this way, your day will progressively get easier and not the other way around. So many people put off the hard things. And it's all about attitude. If you had a cluttered two-car garage, you couldn't even get a bike, let alone the car in it, and I said to you, come on, Rick, let's clean out your garages. And you'd say, no, Susan, I'm too tired. But if I said to you, Rick, I have hidden 100 $100 bills in your garage. And they're hidden beneath things, and they're all yours. as you clean out the garage and you find them. Do you know how quickly you'd want to clean out your garage?
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and also you've got to be positive. On my website under articles, let me just look right now. It's under more articles. I have my favorite 260 positive words. You want to cultivate gratitude and kindness. You want to live by the golden rule, treating others the way you want to be treated. Be more positive in what you say and how you write, and your whole day will go better because you're always giving, attracting back to you what you give out.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, we're talking about adjusting your attitude, say goodbye to procrastination. In the book, Walking on Air, you talk about get something done every day that you put off. And there is a good feeling, there's that anxiety because it's there, and there's
right.
a good feeling when you wipe that off the list. The slate is clean and you move on to something else.
Right, and you feel more empowered. And let's not leave the task of counting our blessings only for Thanksgiving Day in November. Each and every day, take a moment to be grateful for all you have in life, because what you think about, Rick, consistently brings more of the same right back into your life.
And that leads us to number 9, take time to meditate and breathe deeply. Talk
yeah.
about the importance of that, just sort of slowing things down for
That's
a while.
That's right. In fact, everyone should be taking long, slow, deep breaths right now. First of all, the more oxygen you breathe in and get to the lower lobes of your lungs and then hence carry throughout your body, the more energy you will have. Meditation is a process of sitting down, closing your eyes usually, turning within, letting go of thoughts for a few minutes. And this simple, cost-free practice has been scientifically proven to heal the body, boost immunity, reverse aging, and lift your mood from negative to positive. It's like it's getting out of your head. It calms the body, gives you more emotional balance. It's like a triple whammy, a salve for body, mind, and spirit, and your entire day will go better if you engage in this simple practice. You can meditate. I bookend my day with meditation morning and evening, but even once a day is fine, but you can breathe deeply throughout the day.
And you're saying, in fact, we talked about it one time, maybe at the top of the hour, just take a minute or two, stop everything, breathe deeply, and you're reinvigorated for the
yeah.
rest of the day.
You listen, Rick, when I speak, my gosh. You know, I used to have one of those watches, a Timex, that would beep every hour, and I would have it beep, and I wanted, except when I would sleep, of course, and I wanted to see, was I breathing deeply at the top of the hour? And I wasn't for most of the first 21 days. But then I got in the habit of doing it. So now, you know, especially if I'm stressed out or nervous or fearful or anxious, whatever it is, some long, slow, deep breaths will work miracles in calming you down and literally making you feel more positive.
We're calling these the 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. And they are simple, and they are surefire, and they cost literally nothing. I mean, you can stop every hour, just take a minute or two. Things like that are simple, and they really add up. A lot of this information in the book, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, and everything we're talking about today, on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. We're up to number 10, enjoy daily laughter and tickle your funny bone. And we've talked about this before, and I think everybody can attest to this. If they're in a stressful situation, all it takes is something to make them smile a little bit, and suddenly it's not insurmountable.
Oh, that's so true. And according to researchers, when you laugh, like a good deep belly laugh, you release these wonderful body enhancing endorphins, and they act as natural stress busters. And a good belly laugh works out your heart, improves circulation, it fills your lungs with oxygen-rich air, and it relieves pain and counteracts fear, anger, and depression, all of which are linked to illness and stress. And don't forget to laugh at yourself once in a while when you make a mistake or do something unexpected. It's a humbling experience, but it's one that reminds us not to take ourselves too seriously. I just got back not long ago from this media tour over in the UK, and I was in Scotland, and in a B&B, there was a plaque on the wall. It was an old Scottish saying that says, angels fly because they take themselves lightly. I think laughter is the elixir of life, and it unwrinkles the soul. Laughter does.
You know, it's interesting, as I'm reading through Facebook and social media, we all need to step back as a country, don't we, and laugh a little bit? There's a lot of venom out there, a lot of angry people.
Gosh,
it's like, can we stop and laugh a little bit here?
And it might mean you don't watch the news every day, too.
Yes.
I still like to be informed, every possible chance I get to laugh, I do it. And it might mean a funny comedy TV show or a movie that makes you laugh. In fact, I just saw recently the new Mission Impossible.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Now,
yes.
Tom Cruise was amazing, knowing he did most of his own stunts, but it was as funny as it can be. It was, you don't think Mission Impossible is funny, but they made this one funny, and it was so great to laugh all throughout the movie. Everybody was laughing. So I love to go see movies or hang out with friends that make me laugh.
We're out of time, unfortunately, as is always the case. It goes by too quickly. With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her website is susansmithjones.com. I mentioned that is like having a holistic health app for everything related to rejuvenation, feeling better about yourselves. We talked today the 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. And Susan, where again can they find all of the 10 on your website?
Yeah, well, go to the navigation bar and go over to more articles. And the very first article says rejuvenate in 10 easy steps. And then don't forget to go to the sidebar and sign up for my exclusive monthly letters that will are upbeat and motivate you. And they're not seen by the general public. It's only if you, and they're free if you sign up for them.
Just go to the website, susansmithjones.com. As always, a pleasure having you with us on the program. Look forward to having you back next month. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. See you next month.
We will be here. Looking forward to it. Thank you. You're
Bye.
Listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.